This is N5NAV, and today we're having a memorial for Commander Wayne L. Hughes, W5KGF. Anyone who knew Bud as well aware of the different breeds, he was a different breed completely. While Bud was a pilot, he was far more than your typical aviator. He had a lifelong fascination with flying, the stars, the planets, outer space, and a do-it-yourself attitude. Few people know that he just missed out on being one of the first astronauts. How many guys design and build an observatory when they are over the age of 70? Bud got the bug for flying as a teenager growing up in Oklahoma, joined the Navy, and ended up in flight school. After retiring from the military, he still had the bug to fly. So what did he do? Well, for starters, he built and flew an Ultralight, the one that still sits in the hangar today. Next step was to find something where the wings were traveling faster than the fuselage. So why not build a helicopter? It was after Bud and Joanne built the helicopter that we met. I once thought I had found something Bud might not be willing to do. He mentioned one day that he needed a new computer. I suggested that he should build his own. His response was, "I don't know the first thing about computers." And I responded, if you can build your own helicopter, you can certainly build a computer. That is all it took. Off we went to Fry's, purchased all the computer and components, and we built his first computer. We ended up building several over the years, including one in the observatory. What I learned during the process was that the guy had built numerous Heathkit electronic projects over the years, and was a ham radio operator, and had a stellar understanding of electronics. Whenever I had an electrical question, he was the go-to guy. I went to visit Bud a number of times during the last few weeks, and the first time I saw him at Park Manor in Bee Cave, he said, "Jake, I landed wheels up." He never lost his sense of humor, and never should we. Bud would not have wanted it any other way. He is survived by his loving wife, Joanne C. Odenwilder, and his daughter, Paula E. Hughes. Okay, we'll have a little bit of scripture. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Have a word of prayer for Bud and the family. And we just thank you, Lord, for knowing Bud and the fact that he was such an outgoing person and helped everyone that needed help. He seemed like he was always there to give a hand. We just pray, Lord, that you'll go with the family, that you'll comfort them. And we just lift them up to you at this time. And go with all of those, Lord, that knew him. And we just pray now that you'll go with us through this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ray. Well, thank you so much for the memorial. He sounded like a really enjoyable person to know and be a friend with.
Yeah, I remember he was at one of our picnics as a bunch in New Braunfels, and he really quite a character. But he and his wife were a great couple in 5 and EV.